We are going to begin at the Mishnah Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. We just wanted to mention a couple of ha'aris on the Agarta yesterday. So we mentioned yesterday the Hanhaga of Rabbi Eliezer, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, and we said about both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, the Hanhaga was never to say anything which they did not hear directly from their Rebbe. even though we already saw from the Gemara, it was mavur in the sugya, that certain things which could be extrapolated and to be medama milsa la milsa, that they would say, and they did say, but to be mechadish brand new things which were not rooted in the yesodis which they heard from their rebbes, that they didn't do. And the Gemara tells us about the Talmidim of Hillel, that Hillel had 80 Talmidim, and the greatest was Yonasan ben Uzziel, and the lowest was Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, and it mentions all of the various, all of the knowledge of Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. Rashi explains what these things are, besides Tanakh, Gemara, Halacha Mishnah Sinai, all the Diktuke Torah, which Rashi says, of the Ribui Oisiyos, the Diktuke Seferim, and Rashi says the Kalam and Chamurim are things which are learned out from a Kal Vachomer, Gzer Shavus, the Cheshbon of the Tkufes, the Mazales, the Gematries. Rashi says when it comes to the Sichas of the Malachi Asharis, the Sichas Shedim and the Sichas the Kolim, Rashi says Lo Yodana Mayhi. I'm not sure what that's referring to. And there are others who say a pshat in these things, and they speak about a particular Goin who was able to tell various things in the world based on looking at various trees at a time when the wind wouldn't blow, and from the subtleties of the movements of the leaves he was able to tell various things, and so on. And then we said that he also knew Dover Gadol and Dover Katan. And we said a Dover Katan, Dover Gadol is referring to Maisa Merkava, and Dover Katan is referring to the Havayes of Abaye and Rava. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Kol iboi lehu da abaya v'rava havim sapkalu. So all of the questions and the Master Matan, which Abaya and Rava went through, ubechulan nosan es liboi v'nosan vem tam ubimei amaroyim nishtakhu. So all the things which were known in former generations in the times of the Tanoim, and then they subsequently were forgotten, and they were mistapic about, and so on. all of these things were known for Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, and so on. The Ritva says over here, when he says, why are the Havayas of Abayin Rava referred to as a Dover Katan? So he says, Pirish Dover Katan hu legabi Maisa Merkava, meaning in reference to the secrets of the Maisa Merkava, we're calling it a Dover Katan, and so on. But nevertheless, it's obviously it's a huge thing. The Heim Yosid Shehakol Tolu Bay. These are things which everything is dependent on. And he says, and it doesn't mean, he says, of course, the Havayas of Abayin Rava are Godel whom he calls Shar Chachmeis Ho'akum. It is greater than any other knowledge, any other secular knowledge. V'zeh ha'pirish emes v'nochein l'chol ha'mamin v'loi kemesh ha'pirishu ha'cherim ha'elekim yechaper. Not like the way some Mepharshim explain that they seem to actually say that it's a Dover Katan be'etzem, and that the Ritva says it's only a Dover Katan vis-a-vis relative to Maisa Merkava, but it's above and beyond everything else. That is an interesting Maharik in Tshuva. Let's see if we can bring it up here on the screen. It's in Tshuva Pei Dalet. The Maharik writes, he says that, he says, number one, the reason why we pass kind of like the Basra, Me'abaye v'rov v'eilech l'fishani, and he has died Nero, Mishum de Basroi ya'am yadi b'mili de kamoi. The generations of Abayin Rava, the later generations, they were aware of the opinions of former generations. Avol kamoi layadi b'mila de basroi, and so on. And therefore, that's the reason why we pass him like the Basra, says the Marik. If so, why only from Abaye and Rav onwards? Even in the generations before Abaye and Rav, Nami Yeh Halacha Kedivri HaTalmid HaAchrad V'lei Kedivri HaRav Shekadam Loi. We should always go like the Talmidim. V'lama Paska Goinim KeTalmid MeAbaye V'Rav V'Elech. Why, what was special from the times of Abaye and Rav onwards? So says the Marik, the Ad Abaye V'Rav Loi Hayu HaTalmidim Leimdim Ela Al Pi Kabbalas Ravi Seyem. Kivi Masha Hayu Shenim Lehem. Mehem Hayu Shenim Al Peh. So whatever they received from their rabbis, they in turn passed that on. Reb Chiya of Reb Yishya, Umehem Alpi Mishnas Bar Kapara, Oy Masnisa de Bei Levi, Oy Masnisa de Bei Shmuel, Vechin Kulam, Umishim Kach Roy Lifsik Kedivri Harav, Kevin Shatamad Layada Elatich Divri Harav, Divri Rabbi, Divri Harav, Divri Talmud, Divri Mishemin. If the Talmud is only privy to the knowledge which he's heard from his Rebbe, and that's it. So you're going to go with the Rav Le'umas, the Talmud. Avam Abaye v'Rav v'Eilech lomdu kol ha'deyos. From the times of Abaye and Rav onwards, they learned all of the deyos. Rav Tzalema, Mishnas, Rav Chiya, Rav Aisha, Bar Kapara, they learned everything. V'levigach royu lifsik kedivri ha'talmud mishum debasru. V'lefam mishar Rav ha'ilech l'shita achas. Maybe the Rav is going in like one of the opinions in the braces and so on. Whereas the Talmud is seen everything. So the Marik says that's the reason why, what was special from the time of Abaye and Rav onwards. So another point over here we said is that when Rav Yonasan ben Uzziel was learning, so it says when he was Isaac Batera called Eiv Shipereh Halav Miad Nisraf, any bird in his vicinity was singed, was burnt. Rashi says, Shahayu Malach Hashas Miskabsin Slivov. The Malachim used to go and come to listen. Lishmei Divri Terem Yipiv. And, you know, the Malachim have fire around them, and therefore it was like the fire of the Malachim. Rabbi Hananel says over here, Kolema Ziv Hashchina Hayu B'Meshavai. He says this was the Ziv Hashchina. And so on. Tezus says, "Kol oiv shiperech alav miad nisrof, shadvarim smichim kinesinasin besinai, shenitin eter beish." And so on. So different pshatim as to what does it mean that there was fire. Now, there's a famous question, and that is, if we're saying that when Yonis and Benizil used to learn Torah, so then kol oiv shiperech alav miad nisrof, the birds in the vicinity would burn. So what was with the Rebbe of Rav Yonasan ben Uzziel? What was with Hillel? And so on. So I remember hearing, you know, many, many years ago from a Rebbe of mine, Hillel Ravel. So he said that the Baal Musar liked to say that the greater generations were in control of their fire. And they were able to prevent the fire from being mazik and so on. Aber Lamaisa, the Rishonim, he said, as I'll read out to you, the Rishonim say clearly not like that. And the Rishonim say not like that. Zok the Brit Tov here. Pir Shayu Advarim Kiyim Shnitim Misina Shrei Shoyse Shulatis. Like Tesvus. Zok the Brit Tov Vishalub Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi already asks the question. Vishalub Yerushalmi HaTalmid Kach HaRav Mao. So if you see that the Talmud caused fire to burn the birds, what was with the Rav? What was with Hillel? What was with Shmai Bavtalian? What was with the Freya Dekaderis? They shivu and for the Yerushalmi shatalmid teich daradamis ram harav afilu chutz ladaradamis. The difference between the koyach of the eish to be shelet talmid Yonasan ben Uzziel was within daradamis and the rav Hillel was chutz ladaradamis punt hakeret and the bali musar that it's not an inyan of them being able to control their eish. No, that the eish spread even more. So says the Yerushalmi. Okay.
So where do we stand with the Merkava? I mean, that's limited.
What do we do?
What? Merkava.
What about the Merkava?
Well, that's restricted, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, that's the Sugin Chagiga.
What is it restricted to?
That's the Sugin Chagiga, which discusses who is able to access the teachings of Merkava. It's only for someone who understands, who's maybe Midaitoi, and even that person, you don't teach it to them, you just give them the Rosh Hiprakim, and they're made Midaitoi, but that, as Hashem, we'll get to in Maseches Chagiga. Okay, Mom is in the Mishnah. We saw this in the first parak. Someone who is sitting in the sukkah, his head and his body were in the sukkah. However, his shulchan is actually in the bayis, and the concern is he might be nimshach achar shulchanay, and he might end up eating in the bayis. So Bishamay pasal that type of a yeshiva. They say that that's no good. That doesn't work. There wasn't there a story that they all went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Achironis. And nothing was said, as it seems to be that was okay. Amrulam Bishamai, no, Misham Raya, that's your proof. Pun fakert. Af Hayim Amrulai, they said to him, if that is the way you would like to be noyeg, that's the way you're going to try to be Mekayim and Mitzvah Sukkah, and Kahayis and Noyeg, then you should know, like Yam to Mitzvah Sukkah, Miyamecha. You should realize that you have never been Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah, Miyamecha. That is the lashon of the Mishnah. The Ram says over here, La Dafka. The Hamadir Abonanu, the Mitzvah. This is a Gundir Abonan. Shemi Yimashachach Shulchanay. So what, you mamish not yet, even with your Isa? Ela Hachikama. Loikiyam de Mitzvah Sukkah Karoy. Ukurutsein Chachamim. What's my Raya? Is like the Ram. Look at this number, Paragarvi Psachim. Kol mi shliyam shlishit vam halalo v'pesach liyatz v'chayvase kolaymar leikiyah mitzvasim karoy. But it doesn't mean you were not mekayim the mitzvah at all. That at least is the shita of the Ran. Others disagree and they say once the chachamim asked it, then that's afka of your mitzvah. Fine. Noshav avodim ketanav tumen asukah. So women and an eved kanani and a katan is potim in a sukkah. Katan shimsach liimei chayiv besukah. Some interesting lashon, chayiv b'sukkah. He is chayiv in sukkah. So, you know, there's this famous discussion as to when it comes to mitzvah schinecha of a katan, is it that there's no mitzvah whatsoever on the child, but the father has a mitzvah to be mechanech? It's an interesting mishtaka lashon, chayiv b'sukkah. Vayzavi all the kalas shel Shammai hazakein. So, Shammai's daughter-in-law gave birth. So there was a baby. A baby boy, upichas is a maziva, v'sikach al gabi anita b'shul katan, and he removed the plaster of the roof, placed on schach b'shul katan, for the sake of the child, which seems to indicate that even an extremely young baby, there is grounds to be mechanech. We're going to see this is the chumrah. Obviously there was for a baby, or some say that there was another child there who needed it, but al kaponim, it seems to be a maisa listar. Because we've just said that only a katan shein sach le'imei is obligated. So, right, question is, what happens? We said that the concern is according to Beishamei Shem Yimashachach Shulchanei. So we find elsewhere in other dinim where Chazal were concerned you might do something. Ein karin la'ar haner. Because maybe you might go ahead and be matted, and so on. So would a shemer help? You know, and one might have thought that matuch over there, where it's a shaila of an issa d'araisa and issa chamor, and so on, and still we matter it here when it's an issa kal, just the mitzvah saseh of yeshiva sukkah, you could have heard. But, you know, I guess, you know, once Chazal make a gzeira, and they passel the yeshiva, they're passeling the yeshiva. So it seems to be more than just Xer Baal. My question on the Mishnah is Beishamay Poislin. Yeah. So says the Gemara. So we're not going on the discussion of Reishu Vesukah. We had already that in the first parak. There we said that it was a concern of Shemi Mashiach Shulchanay. We're going on the discussion of women. We said women are Paturis. Menani Miri to Narbonin. Ezrach Ze Ezrach. Ha-ezrach lahitziyas anashim. So what does the Pasuk say? Basukah seishu shivas yamim kol ha-ezrach b'Yisrael yeshva basukahis. So we say, if it would have just said ezrach, then that would have been kolal everyone. Rashi says, Ezrach ze Ezrach, I havi ksiv Ezrach, havi mashma kol tol is Yisrael, mashma menashim. All native Israelites, right? Every Yid is included in Ezrach. So Ezrach ze Ezrach, ha Ezrach, but now that there is a hey, ha yudia, ha Ezrach, it comes to be lahoitzi es hanashim. That comes to be mitzvah. Rashi says, because of ha Ezrach, miyuman shebe Ezrachim. Leitzis hanashim, we find often the hey, Hayorich al kinayich lebezol eskid and asher al kaf hayorich hayorich hameyumon shabiyarich, which is the yemin. So ha Ezrach is coming to be meitzi women to say only men are obligated. Fact the Gemara the Mimra the Ezrach without the hay bein asher and gavi mashma that the simple mashmos of the word Ezrach is koila of both men and women. Votanya we have in reference to Yom Kippur. So what does it say? It says that everyone has to be tanis nafshi seichem v'chol melacha leisasu ha'ezrach v'hager agar b'sichachem. So it says ha'ezrach l'rabbi yisus ha'noshim ha'ezrach yeish shechayav es be'inoi. So the hey seemingly is coming to be marbe women. You tell me hey is coming to be mitzi. You see the hey is coming to be marbe them. Alma Ezrach is only gavra mashma and the hey is coming to be marbe women. Amar Rava, no. Really, Hilchas Aninu, Va'asmachinu, Rabbanan Akroy. Clearly something is going on over here. So, Akash, three lines down. Amar Rava, Hilchas Aninu, Va'asmach Rabbanan Akroy. Hanach Tremili, Lekala Midrushinu, L'tavayu Mikroy. You clearly can't learn them out from the Psukim because they're going in opposite directions. Dimzu Heila Rabbis, Avzu Heila Rabbis. Dimzu Lamait, Avzu Lamait. So, you know, we're going to have an inconsistency and a contradiction in the Roshas. Ella. Al pi alacha shenamru lemesh misina be'echad mehana lechilof namru shnei dvarim alalo. Si lechiyo v'zul aptur. V'chad minayu lav mimashmu. So one is not going based on the simple mashmos, but rather it's alacha mesh misina. Ella rabban asmachinu akroi. Chad mimashmu. So v'chad asmachta ba'alma. One is the actual mashmos. One stays true to the mashmos. One goes against the mashmos. Meaning the one which goes against the mashmos, it's going against the simple mashmos of the pasuk. One of them is true to the simple understanding of the pasuk, and one goes against. Says the Gemara. Okay, so let's see. Hey, krav, hey, yilchasa. So which is the one which kind of goes in tune with its simple mashmos, and which is the one which goes against? Number one, v'su krav lomali. Who needs psukim and halachah mish v'sinai? Why don't we just use our regular klalim? Psukim is a seishes man grama, v'chom is a seishes man grama, nashim peturois. We know that women are exempt, so who needs any ribuy or even halachah mish v'sinai to pater women? Typically, that it's halachah mish v'sinai and nashim are peturois. Number one, v'yem akipurim, and I'm sorry? Well, because the Gemara first is quoting the Braisa tells me the source of why women are exempt. Right? The Gemara, why do you need to say, number one, it's a stira, and then we somehow want to resolve the stira, and the Gemara says, but b'chlal, very daftos, if the whole thing is extra. Number one. Number two, v'yem kippurim, also, I don't need any special makairos to be marba women, midarav Yehuda marav nafka, we've got the klal, Ish oy isha. Now what does the Vazik say? It says ish ish kiyas mikol chateisa adam limo mal b'ashem v'ashman efeshehi. What do we learn from the verse, Dr. Vidim Rav? Hishma kasev isha le'ish l'chol inshin shibat Torah. We equate a woman to a man legave all punishments, and therefore to the extent that there's a chiyav kareis, where if a person does not keep the inuyim, so I know that a woman is included. So I don't need a source to pater women by sukkah. I don't need a source to be marba women by Yom Kippur. Really, I'll tell you, sukkah is halacha mish v'sinai. We ask, but who needs it? The itzrich. It is necessary. Why? Because Sal Gedai the Chamina Teshva came to Duro. Ma dir ish v'yishtei, afsukah ish v'yishtei. I might have thought that being in the parasha of Mitzvah Sukkah, it says, Sukkah's Teshvu, and we've said, yeah, we said a few times now that Teshvu implies Teishu came to Duru. And just like in one's house, it's a man and a woman, so too Mitzvah Sukkah, Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah is men and women together. In which case, I might have thought that women are included. Tamash Malon, that's the reason why I need a separate source to Pata, says Rashi. Amr Bai Le'ilam Sukkah L'Ptura Hilchasi. The Ptura of women by Sukkah is Allah Chomish Misina. Dilu Kra Chiyuva Kamarbe De Ezroch Gavri Huda Mashma V'Hela Rabbis is Anoshim. Meaning I would say the hay is coming to be Marva. I will on the Midrash Shekh that there shouldn't be Yom Kippur, and I should have doubted in the same way. Ella So it comes out the hay of her Ezrach is not practically going to be marba women, because I have a lach l'mesh misina, and the Gemara in a minute is going to say, so what taka do I do with the hay of her Ezrach? We'll see in a minute. So really the hay is not actually being motzi women, because that's when from lach l'mesh misina. The ikakra l'rbuya asik l'kaman, well in a minute we'll explain what the hay is coming to be marba. Uda kash Allah, lamali ilchazil a patron. I had the mitzvahs man grama, and women are exempt. Now I might have thought that teishu kein to duru is mechayev. Tamash malon, we don't say that. Either we say that's not really included in teishu kein to duru. I mean, they do say that there is merit in a woman sitting in the sukkah with her husband in order to facilitate his teishu kein to duru. And we find at times there are various mitzvahs which, although women are not formally obligated in, but there is merit in them trying to facilitate and enable their husbands to do it. A woman is not obligated in mitzvahs yibum. Pasuk says yivama yavala. She doesn't have a mitzvah, but there's merit in a woman in the yivama facilitating that kiyum. And so, I'll come on to that, is a bias. The bias thing, really, I'll tell you, the hay should come to be marba. But the halacha mishmisini says, no, stop, we're not going to be marba, we're going to be mitzi. What are we going to do with the hay? We'll get to that in a minute. That is a bias. Rav says, no. Rav amr, it's trich, I need a pasuk. Salgadai dechamina yalav chamisha asa chamisha asami chagamatzais. I might have thought to learn out a gzir shava from Pesach. Malal Nashim Chayavis, Atkan Nashim Chayavis, Kamash Malan. That's Yerashi, Rav HaMitzvich Mahas, and Nashim Chayavis, Bachidas Matzah. The Avogav, the Mitzvah Matzah, Sasteishas, the Avogav, the Matzah, Mitzvah Sasteishas, Mangarama, then after Kadur Lazib of Psach, Mishnem Alei Sechalav Chameitz, it says, don't eat Chameitz, Shivaz Yam Adur HaMatzah, it's called Yeshna Baal Teichel Chameitz, Yeshna Bekumachal Matzah. So there's a heckish between the Isser of eating Matzah, and the mitzvah of eating, the isser of eating chametz, and the mitzvah of eating matzah. The nashim yeshna be mitzvah leisase, dainachid is chametz. So therefore, I might have thought that they are obligated in mitzvah sukkah, kamash malon, alachomesh misina. I say, frag the gemara, if so, mahasha da amres sukkah hilchasa. So what is the hay of ha ezrach coming to be marbe? So kra, the hay, lomali. Yartiz, la rabbis is a gerim. It's coming to be marbe geirim. Sagadet dechamina ha ezrach bi Yisrael amrachmana v'leis ha-geirim. It speaks about natives and ones who their ancestors were the recipients of this toiva of being hookah in the Anani HaKavod and so on. And maybe that's not kailo geirim. And so on. Tamash Malon, the hay is coming to be mechayev them in mitzvah sukkah. Right. Now we said... I'm sorry?
Maybe
they should be because their parents never went out to the school. Right, question is, you know, why and when do we say Lahitzi Sagerim? Meaning, the Rosh Hashanah Gemara is Ezrach. So it seems to be that it's only right. I mean, it's not Svara, in theory you can answer this question many places. Because it says Lashon of Ha'ezrach B'Yisrael, Ha'ezrach B'Yisrael is Mashmat, there's a particular Kepeda on someone who's not a Ger. That's what you might have thought from Ezrach B'Yisrael. But it doesn't say, we'll get to Yom Kippur in a minute. I'll come upon him. But that's why we might have thought the Gerim are excluded. Kamash Malan. Now, for the Gemara Yom Kippur, we said also, who needs any type of ribuy from Yom Kippur? After all, Medravidam or Rav Nafka, that women are included in all of the Lois Assays and so on. So we say, no. Lengitzucha Elalit Hesefis Inoi. Salgadei dechamina ha'yo umiyad rachmano tisef is inu mi'aynish umas hara. being that there is no punishment on, we know that Tosefes Yom Kippurim is the Araisa, as we learned in Maseches Yuma. But there's a Ptur from Einesh, and at Kama that women are only included because of the fact that Rav Yehuda Merav, Kol Sheyeshnei in the Einesh, they're included. So at Kama that there's a Ptur of the Einesh and Tosefes Yom Kippurim. So I might have said that women are going to be exempt. So I might have thought, if so, Lein is Chayv Anashim Klal, Tomash Malana, how Ezrach is coming to be Marbe, that Hagam, that there is no Einesh for this period. Nevertheless, women are included. So we said, Amamar, call a rabbis a ketanim. Call is coming to be Marbe ketanim. Vatman, Noshim, Vavodim, ketanim, Peturim, and Asoka. So what is this? Coming to be Marbe ketanim, we said in the Mishnah, where ketanim are exempt. Like Asha, Kan, the cotton shegiel lechinuch, can the cotton shelay yegiel lechinuch. If he's a geel lechinuch, then there's an obligation. If he's not a geel lechinuch, then he is exempt. Drag the Gemara, one sec, you want to tell me from the Pasuk, call were coming to be marbe, he geel lechinuch midyaraisa? Cotton shegiel lechinuch midrabananu. Says the Gemara, you're right. Midrabanan taka of a kra, a smachta ba'alma. We're not really learning out from call. To be marbe a cotton with your eyes, so it is an asmachta. It's an asmachta, and we shouldn't deal with. So what taka are we learning out from the word kol? But it's not coming to be marbe a cotton. That is only an asmachta. Now, what is the gedder of a cotton she'en sarach le'imay? Heichidami cotton she'en sarach le'imay. What exactly is that? So we have a very interesting machlekes amarayim or amri debe Rav Yanai. In the base manager of Rabbiana, he said, "Kol shenivne vein imay mekan chase. If the child is able to excuse himself and wipe himself by himself, he doesn't require his mother." Rish Lakish, Shimon Lakish, Omer, "Kol shneyor mishnasi ve'ena kira ima. Anyone who wakes up from his sleep and he doesn't call out for his mother, frag digamai ima gudel nami karu. Even children above the age of bar mitzvah call for their mother." At times they want to drink, they want this, they want that. Yeah? Ella kol shenayr ve'ena kira ima ima. He's not calling like a baby calls, like a young child calls the mother again and again. That is the gather of a katan shen tzarach le'ima. So it comes a very interesting. So we have a machlekes two days as to what is called a katan shen tzarach le'ima. In Voski and the machlekes, the Rabbi Yanai say a child who is able to wipe himself. And Rish Lakish says they don't call out ima ima. So the chiddush seems to be that the first day says that the din of being mechanech a child in mitzvahs, the child needs to reach a certain level of development, intellectual sophistication, understanding, independence, and once they are toilet trained and they're able to kind of take care of their own needs themselves, that's a certain stage of maturity. It's not nishtutan with mitzvah sukkah per se. It's more a general din in the gidol and the stage of development of a child. This child has reached a certain shlav in their gidol, the now you're mechanech. Whereas Rish Lakish says, no. But when it comes to mitzvah chinuch, we have to look at every mitzvah and assess in the area of that particular mitzvah, has the child reached a certain stage of development. And therefore, if a child is going to wake up at night and they're going to be scared, they're going to be in the sukkah and they're going to call ima, ima, and so on, so then that is that they have not yet reached that stage of development, in which case they are going to be exempt from mitzvah sukkah.
Isn't there a significance in the age of three?
No. Not for this. Not for this. Not for this. No. No. Three is for other things, but every mitzvah we always look at the stage of development. There's an interesting Magen Avraham in Tafresh Mem in Sivkot and Gimel that he says a very interesting thing. He says even though the Shi'ah of Chinuch is when it's in Tzach L'Imoy, okay, that's Lagabi, placing the child in the sukkah and making the child eat and sleep and drink in the sukkah and so on. But as far as feeding a child outside the sukkah, you're not allowed to feed the child, because you're not allowed to feed the child something which is asr. To the extent that you want is supposed to eat in the sukkah and so on, you're not allowed to be safi li biodayim. So, says the Magen Avraham, in my mind, a very, very interesting chiddush, and so passed in the Minchas Chinuch, in Shin Yud Gimel, Ayis Yud Ches, that there's an issa to be ma'achal ektana b'yamiki purim b'yodayim, a similar type of thing. Others disagree. And others say no. When is there an issa to feed a child? That's if this food itself is osir. Can't feed the child ma'achalas asuris. So like, let's say it's Pesach, and the child needs to take homestica medicine. And they're allowed to. I can't feed the child homestica medicine, because this is Isser. Let's say the child, someone needs to eat Mahalas Asuris. Okay? I'm not going to feed the child that, and so on. But if the food is heter, it's just there's something peripheral. There's something that the circumstance, in the sukkah, outside of the sukkah. Today is Yom Kippur, you're not supposed to eat this glut, kosher piece of meat. That is not something intrinsic in the hefta of the Yisr, and there's no Yisr of Safi Lebiodayim on something which the Etzim Hefta is Macholas Ksheris. It's something which is mutter to eat, not like the Mogen Avram, not like the Menchus Chinuch. Okay, says the Gemara weiter. We said that Maisa the Alta Kalasis, the Gemara says Maisa Lister. You just told me that the Geder is a cotton she'ein sarach le'imai, and then you said a baby was born, an anical was born to Beis Shammai, and he ensured that he was sitting in the sukkah. Maisa Lister, chaseri mechsevach yiketani, the Shammai machmir. He was machmir, or Maisa Nami, the Alta Kalasis, shal Shammai azakin. And again, like we mentioned, there was a diun. What, he was mamish machmir for a baby? Or was it that there were other reasons why he was machmir? I think some say that there were other children there, and you know, and therefore he did it for them also, but it wasn't just for the baby. To do it for a baby seems to be quite an astonishing chumrah. So the Mishnah writes, "Kol shivas hayamim adam oisus sukkah sekevav uvdi vebeisay aray." For 7 days, one should be living in the sukkah with a kavua, a fixed, permanent type of deer. Rashi says, "Lies kol ikar dirasei ba." Snapshot. Oh, you know, I want to have a sandwich. Okay, I have to eat in the sukkah. What do you mean? Forget it. The whole time you should be living in the sukkah. You need to be excused, Bazaar, I need to leave the sukkah. But not that I go into the sukkah for certain times. I'm in the sukkah the whole time, and I leave the sukkah if I need to.
It's just trying to get my head around the chimur of the Shammai. What do you think?
Yeah.
It's not us for the child, because the child doesn't have sacrifice, it's a baby. So it's not machus as to us.
Yeah, like I mentioned, though, I was just pointing out about the chumrah of Beis Shammai. We mentioned it, of Shammai. It seems quite an astonishing chumrah. You know, what would be, I think I saw someone who said that there were other young children there anyway, and therefore there was like some other mitigating, some other reason why he did it. I think I saw someone who said that, because otherwise it does seem to be quite an quite an astonishing thing. Did I see it over here? I saw something about it, but I don't recall. Al-Kabana, we said that for the 7 days of Sukkot, the sukkah needs to be kavua, and the bayis needs to be aray. The Loshna of Rambam in the Pesach Mishnayis, he says like this: Inyan kevahu ikur the amud, vu sheyal kelev hanoyim l'sukkah, v'yatziyo yisah matzah no. Bring all your nice things into the sukkah, spread them out. V'teve sheyish etzloi v'yishtadul na'isa, v'yoychal v'yishteba v'yoshin ba, v'yosim beisoi. I mean, you're living in the sukkah and you're storing things in your house. Sukkah, kamei base dira, and so on. That is what one that is the gather that it should be during the 7 or 8 days of sukkahs. Now, yordu gishamim, if it rains, may say motalipanes. From when are you allowed to leave the sukkah? Misha tisrach hamikpa. Once your tamshil, which the Gemara is going to say, we're speaking about a mikpah of greasin, of beans, and there's a reason why we speak about that. But once it starts to get spoiled, then that is the time when one should leave the sukkah. I say should, and we'll come back to this in a minute. Mashlamad over there, what is this analogous to? The Evijabal Limzik Kais Rabbi. He's coming to, we'll translate the word Limzik for now, as pour a cup to his Rebbe, the Shavach Lekitin Alpanav. And he spritzes water in his face, as if to say, Rashi says, "Shol mayim al panav," as if to say, "I'm no longer interested in your shimush." The lashon of limzeig we know in Shas is to dilute. So the going, but it's very meduic, the lashon of limzeig. So because is after yimei hadin. Yimei hadin, we want to temper the din with rachamim of sukkos. You know, it's a bechina of a hekef anani akavet. It's a bechina of a hug. We know the Arizal says that the machlekes rabbanan and rabshim and rabshtayim kol chasam achas sevil tefach shalosh kol chasam is how do you hug a person? Do you hug a person? You need your arm to hug, so you've got one, two, and a bit. Is that how you hug? Or do you also include the chest? So is it two and a bit? Or is it three and a bit? So it says, so it's a chibuk. And so you're coming, shabal limze kois. I mean, there's been yimei adin, you're looking for a little bit of sheets of bay, maybe it's a rachamim. And a kodesh baruch hu throws it back in your face as if to say, I'm no longer interested. And that's why geshamim is a simon klal of a chag. Now, in jolly old England, when it rains a lot, and then they say it's not a simon klal. L'mashal, the achronim say, but let's say it's raining. Let's say it's raining for, you know, it's raining for 2 weeks, raining since Rosh Hashanah, and it rains continuously. You don't say, oh, it's a simon klal. It's a simon klal. If it doesn't rain, it doesn't rain, it doesn't rain, and pumped on sukkahs, all of a sudden it rains, you know, that's a simon klal. But if you live in such a climate where it's raining the whole time, that is nothing special. That's not considered to be a simon klal as such. That is, I mean, hagesh al olam, and therefore that's what we rely on in England. We just mentioned, you know, the so we said that if it rains, there's a patur, and there is a patur. The Shulchan Aruch paskins and says that he says achila of a sukkah b'leil yom tevrishin is a chayva, and so on. And we know that here we go. Yordu gishamim harayz nechvas sechabayis mimus amutali panis mishiyad zechasukah tipeis sheim yipul zechatavshal yipasel afir tavshal shal pull, and so on. That is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Sif Hei. Zog the Ramah kol zedafke b'shar yomim oyleleis shal sukkos ava laila rishayna zog lechol gizayis b'sukkah af in gishamim yardim. The paskins this b'shein the Ran and the Rosh. There's a very interesting machlekes rishayim. The Ran and the Rosh say there's no patur in the first night because akasav kavayu chayva. The pasuk says tezvav tezvav, you have to eat. So there's no patur. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says davon tachnisht in the whole sugya that there's no p'tur of you read this gishamim on the first night. Surely the Gemara should have said b'med var mamurim b'shar leilis b'shar yamim av b'layla rishayin, you have to come what may, even if it's bucketing. Doesn't say that. A, it doesn't say that. B, her, it seems a strange thing. I mean, it says teishu kein taduru. How, if not called a yeshiva, if it's bucketing rain? So the Rashba says, no, even on the first night, you are exempt. And as we mentioned, Maran does not quote this, right? He doesn't quote any difference between the first night and Shal Leilis, and so on. The Ramah is the one who quotes it. There's a big deal in Halach Lamaisa, and this is very relevant for us here in England, where it often rains. You know, it's not pasha to make a bracha. According to the Rashba, you can't make a bracha. According to the Rashba, you could make a bracha. So therefore, we sit without a bracha. But some say the best thing to do is to wait until Chatzos. But if you check the weather and you know that it's not going to be, it's going to rain the whole time, then there's no point in waiting. So, very interesting. Like Rishonim, and in the svar of the Rosh, it's also difficult to hear. You know, you want to tell me Akasav Kavu Chayva, but this Hesish Ken Sukkah. It's not Yeshiva Sukkah if it's bucketing. Good. Says the Gemara like this: Tanravon and Kolchiv is a Yama Madam is a Sukkasi Kvau Beisai Arai Ketzad. How does one do so? How does one do so? Kate said, "How you like kelim noyim mal in the sukkah? Nice kelim, nice furniture. Bring them into the sukkah. Matzis nois mal in the sukkah. All these things bring in the sukkah. I hope she is metal the sukkah, and you eat and you drink and you hang around in the sukkah. And the place can say everything can be in the sukkah. Play games in the sukkah." And you shouldn't say, oh, I should play chess in the sukkah. Sukkah is dacha, base a mini base a migdash. And I shouldn't schmooze in the sukkah. You should schmooze in the sukkah. You're not supposed to do dvarim mavuzim. I mean, ikra din tashmish shamita is mot in the sukkah, if providing that it can be done in a tzanudika. If everything should be done in the sukkah, providing that it can be done v'derech tzanua. Fine. So we say like this. Yeah, so we said minani mili. The son of Rabbanan teishvu ke'ein tadura gidash. Mekanu makoshiv seyam isa adam sukase kevo beisei arai. Ketzer hayolei kelim noyim mal natsuka. Matzeis nois mal natsuka. Oichol v'sheiz metal v'suka that we saw. Now umishanin v'suka. One should learn in the suka. What does mishanin mean? Says Rashi three lines down in the small in the wide lines. Mishanin v'suka. To understand the limud, to cut it, so you understand it. Lamoid alav, the haynu shmeitz adam roy, right? The svarishal taimi mishnah, what we refer to as Gemara. This should be done in the sukkah. You should learn Gemara in the sukkah. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. yeah, mishnah sukkah. For the ma'ani, ba'amarava mikro mishnah b'tamitalasa. Psukim and Mishnayos in the Sukkah. V'tnuye barim tilasa. When it comes to Gemara, that should be outside of the Sukkah. Rashi says, "Im yirtz the mitzdaru, mitzdar padim in a Sukkah." Va'avir yofel elahachiv daitik is like a daitik tnuye haynu mishanin. So we think that no, when it comes to learning Gemara, that should be done outside because I am mitzdar to a certain extent when it comes to thinking deeply. I want to learn. And the sukkah is not allowing me to do so, and therefore that's a problem. Therefore, I would do it outside of the sukkah. Says the Gemara like this: Leikasha ha b'migras ha b'yuni. Depends if you're learning up or if you're being ma'ayin. Rashi says ha b'migras kolim atrei gavni shinun havi. There are two types of limut. Trei gavni shinun havi b'migras Gemara abrur leikvar. Behinu shmeita tzarch sukkah, behinu mishanin, and leyuni is b'amitalasa. So if it's something which you've learned already and you're just hazarding it, or you're just learning up in a fairly simple way, and it doesn't require strenuous thought and exertion and iyun, that's in the sukkah. But if it's to be ma'ayin, then that would be outside of the sukkah. That is at least shitas rashi. Zog the gemar vayitiki ha. When they were learning up in front of Rav Chisda, so they would learn up all together. Rashi says three lines down, that they would just go over. And then afterwards they would go over. And the svar is to try and understand. So there's two levels and stages. The Gemara says this in many places. That first the person should be geres, and then they should be ma'ayin, and main kemach in Torah. First you need to acquire, you need to be a Sinai, and then you can be an Eker Harim, and so on. Amar Rava, mani mishtia bimtalasa. Cups and drink, and things which you're using to drink, that can be kept in the sukkah. It's not considered to be mos if cups remain in the sukkah. Whereas mani nechla, barim talasa, but leftover crockery should be outside of the sukkah, because that's already unpleasant to have bits of leftover food, and that's a design for the sukkah. And there's a diyun, if a person leaves dvarim mavuzim in the sukkah, is that hafka of the kedusha of the sukkah? Some people find that maybe at least put it under the table, because, you know, if it's under the table is chaytzetz, and it's considered to be chutzla sukkah. No, because we mentioned question is teishu kein tadura, but we mentioned that's a din in my yeshiva. But as far as not being mevazeh the sukkah, you know, dirty plates is considered to be some kind of, that if it's not dirty enough and you'll be happily keep it on your dining room table for an extended period of time, you know, a fairly clean plate. But if you've got, you know, a big mess and so on, then that for sure not. Could be that there is such a difference. Good. Hatzba v'shachil bar mimtalasa. V'shraga bimtalasa. So if you've got, Rashi says, Hatzba is kadshal cheres. If you've got an earthenware jug or a bucket, these things should not be brought into the sukkah. And, you know, similarly, we speak about bringing pots and pans. You don't necessarily bring pots and pans to the table. So these things should be outside of the sukkah. V'shraga bimtalasa. And a light, a nair, and that can be in the sukkah. Bar milah, bar mitalas, and something else. The nair is outside. Like pligi, Abusak gedol, abusak katan. Depends on the size. So Rashi says, if it's a sukkah katana, which is only Zion al Zion, you shouldn't place it inside, because it's going to take up space, or maybe it's going to cause a fire, it's so small. So, hakol ufiyayin. Now we said, yordu gishomem, if it rains, at what stage are you allowed to leave? We said, mishatisrach hamikpa. Tanu ulen den abraisem, mishatisrach hamikpa shil grisin. It's a type of beans. Rashi says, it's mimaheris lekalkel begishomemat. So in other words, it's a kula. You don't need to wait so long once, meaning once you have a mikvah shel grisin, and it quickly will be niskalkel, so then that's it. You can leave immediately at the very beginning. And there is a discussion. Let's say it's raining more heavily in one corner of the sukkah where the schach is light, and where I'm sitting, the schach is thick. So, you know, Yen's mikvah is starting to be niskalkel, and mine is not. So is it a practical thing? And therefore, we look at every single place individually, or is it just a simon that there is sufficient once it starts to happen to one of the bnei chabura who were dining? Abai Avi Yosef came to Rav Yosef b'mtalas. He was sitting in Rav Yosef's sukkah. Nashav zika, the wind blew, the kamaisi tzivusa, and little wood chips from the schach came down. Amul Rav Yosef, penuli mani me'acha. That's it. We're leaving the sukkah. I'm going to buy 1 second. But one second, it's got to be that it's so bad that it causes the mikvah to be niskalkel. I am an istinus. I'm very finicky. Can be shetisrich hamikvah dami lis. It seems to me that there's a certain amount of subjectivity over here when it comes to, you know, how, you know, the levels of a mitzvah person can will be, but it's got to be something which at least a normal person would find a problem, and so on. So he said that's a Rashi quotes over here about Rabbi Yosef. Gemara says in Avi Pesachim Kafir Gimel that there's three people that various midas which they have or various traits make their life einan chayim. Someone who has a short temper, someone who is overly compassionate and doesn't know when to say no, and someone who is extremely finicky. It says, Rabbi Yosef, kulu isneu bi. I have all of these three traits. Fine. Tanu Rabbanu. Hayoichu b'sukkah v'yardu gishamim v'yarad. So he leaves. Eimachich nesila, leis achik mesudas. He doesn't need to go back into the sukkah. And like we mentioned, Mishim Begra, if you do, you're not ahead yet, because it's a p'tur from tircha. Ayayashin tachas the sukkah. Now he was sleeping in the sukkah. Some say the gears should just be at bis sukkah. The yardu gishamim, the yardin, and he descended. Why does he keep descending? Because often the sukkah would be on the roof. So that's why he uses lashon of yarat. But it means he leaves. Eimachich nesishu of lalis. Achayayor, until, literally achayayor means achayala mutashachar. Now you boil ad shiyeur with an ayin, meaning until the fellow wakes up. I ad shiyeur amud hashachar. Toshma ad shiyeur amud hashachar v'yal amud hashachar. Tarzi? Well, both. What does that mean? El ema ad shiyeur. He wakes up v'yal amud hashachar. So you need both things to happen. He needs to wake up and it needs to be dawn in order to say that he should leave. Now he's in Moshlamad of a Demer to an Evidus Baal Limzik, and the Rebbe comes and is Shafach Likitan. Ibolim is Shafach Lami. Who's pouring on to who? Toshma, the Tanya Shafach Li Rabbi, Kitan Alpanov. It's the master who's pouring on the servant, the Amalai, as if to say, I Efsha Bishimushcha. I'm not interested in you being Shamish me. Good. Tanabanam, Zman Shechama Leike, Simon Ra, Lacholadam Kule. So we mentioned, you read this kishamim is not good, there's a simon klala, so too, there's other bad omens. So if the chama is loika, now what does it mean the chama is loika? I mean, Rashi doesn't say. So does this mean a solar eclipse? And the Gemara, the Brice is saying if there's a solar eclipse, it's bad for the whole world, or later on the Gemara is going to bring a dare to say it's bad for the goyim. Some say it's very shvet to say it's a solar eclipse. The Maral speaks about this, the Venus and Ibishitz, the Orchlaner, meaning a solar eclipse is something which is inbuilt within, quote, nature. We know now when the next solar eclipse will be. It's predictable. So what do you mean it's a siman ra, as if there's some bad omen? I mean, ein kol chodesh tachas hashemesh. We know based on the path and the trajectory of the moon and its orbit and so on exactly when it will be. So why should that be a siman ra? Number two, it's not the sun. The sun's not being loike. The sun is b'chol meloy otzma. It's got all the strength. It's just, it's covered over. Who says that's called loike? So some say it means more that it's like black spots on the sun, and actually something which doesn't happen. It's what appears to be a random thing. That is a siman klala. He made a feast for his servants, and he placed the torch in front of them. Salim got angry. Put them in the dark. Place them in the dark. Tanya. When the luminaries are hit, so to speak, it's a bad siman for us. We know we're the first ones to get whacked, so to speak. Meaning, if the Rebbe comes to the base of Sefer, v'rutzua biyadeh, and he's got his rutzua, his whip in his hand, midoyeg. Which child is going to get nervous? Mishuragalilka is b'chol yeh, the one who gets petch every day is the one who's going to be scared. Who did? So too, when the luminaries get hit, Klal Yisrael are concerned. Now this Bryce says slightly different than Rabbanu. Bezman shecham aleik yisimen ra la'evde kichavim, because they're moina alpi the chama. Whereas levana aleik yisimen ra la'sinim shal Yisrael. That is something which is bad for us. Meishi Yisrael moinen le'levana. Akum lechamo. Now, look at the Mizrach, if there's a bad sign in the eastern side of the sky, Simon Rali Yeshu Mizrach, those who live in the east, Bemarav, Simon Rali Yeshu Marav, it's bad for those in the west, Bemsarakia, Simon Rali Chalom Kula, it's bad for everyone. Panav Damon Ladam, if the face of the sun appears bloodlike, Cheruvol Oilam, that is a Simon that sword will come to the world. The sack, if it's dark, like sackcloth, then it's a siman of a famine. Lazu lazu, if it's both ladam and lasak, then chered the chitzi rav boyin loylam. Laka bichnisasi, if the chama is leke bichnisasi, which Rashi says it means shkia, puranas shaya lovi, it will delay in coming. Bitziasi by zrichas hashemesh by nitzah chama, then memaher is lovi. The yesh imrim. Some say it's the opposite way round. There's never a case where the Uma gets hit, that its guardian angel, it does not get hit first in Shemayim. So with the Egyptian gods, Hashem will hit also. You don't have to worry about any of these things. Shenem, what did the Pasuk say? Keyama Hashem, El Derech Hagoyim Al Tilmodu. You don't have to learn from what they do. Umi Oysoi Sashamayim Al Techotu. You don't need to worry. Ki Yechotu Hagoyim Mehema. The Goyim are the ones. Kevichavim Yechotu. Ein Yisrael Yechotu. We don't need to worry about these things. We have a direct kasher. We don't have to worry about any signs in the sky. We're fine. Tanabon. There's four things which cause the chama to be smitten. Al av bezdin shemeis ve'ein nispid kahalacha. Meaning the av bezdin, he was a source of hashpa to the entire world. If he was not eulogized properly, then that's a simon. Al nara mirasa shetzaka be'ir ve'ein mishila. No one came to her rescue. Al mishkav zachar, which is prevalent. Al shnei achin shenishpach dam and ge'achar. Two brothers, Rachman and son, are killed together. Ubishvil arba devarim ma'oirais leikin. The luminaries are hit. Al koizvei plaster. People who write forged documents. The al me'idei the sheker. Someone who's made the sheker testifies falsely. Al megadle be'i medaka be'eretz Yisrael. We know that Ezra made a takana that you're not supposed to raise be'i medaka because they go in their makaka of the land. The Al-Kaitatse Yelane's Tevis, someone who uproots good trees, Rashi says, even if they belong to you, But, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you nice, beautiful trees. And it's like you're being bayit in the teva, which Hashem gave you. There's four things which cause the wealth of Balabatim to be handed over to the authority. Almashi Shtaris Priyim. People who keep over in their possession already paid documents, which they're supposed to discard. Balmalvi Beribis. And people who lend Beribis. The Al Shahaya Sipik Biadam Limchez Valemichu. Balabatim had the ability to be Mecha Biad Avri Adera, and they kept quiet. The Al Shapeskim Sakab Rabim, the Einason. And people who show off, saying that they're going to give a certain amount of money to Tzaka, and they don't end up giving it. There's four things which cause their property. Rashi says, they totally get wiped out. They withhold payment to their workers. They totally don't give it at all. They steal it. They remove the yoke which is upon them, and they place it on someone else. Rashi says, they, because of their wealth, they are mistarer on others. And that is the worst of the lot. Avo ba'anovim ksiv, ba'anovim yishu aretz, his angu al reiv shalom. But someone who has the trait of anova, then, as we know, then this angu al reiv shalom, and as we know, the Geras Ramban, and this is the shehi teva mikol amidus, and so on. Okay, Hadron Allah, Hayoshim, we're.